Lynx have tufted ears, stubby tail, and big snowshoe feet. They're a northern forest cat about the size of a cocker spaniel. Lynx range across much of Canada and Alaska, but historically they were found in the Great Lakes region as well. Lynx are loners and range a huge territory. They seem to follow their favorite prey, snowshoe hare. And recently, Minnesota's Superior National Forest has been jumping with hares.
It doesn't matter where snowshoe hares are. If they're there, that's where cats are going to be.
University of Minnesota researcher Chris Burdett has one possible explanation for the return of Canada lynx.
There's a lot of snowshoe hares in this part of the area, and up to 90% of the lynx died as snowshoe hares.
Hare populations boom and bust in about seven-year cycles. But in recent population booms, the lynx were missing. By the mid-1990s, lynx were considered gone from Minnesota. Until now. 3 years ago, the cats were spotted again in the region. Burdett has just begun to count and track northeast Minnesota's lynx. Two cats have been fitted with radio collars. It's not yet clear how many others are wandering the forest, and Burdett says lynx do wander.
It's very likely that the majority of these animals migrated from Canada, and these animals innately want to disperse long distances.
Burdett was checking his traps recently, marching through dense balsam fir and the last remnants of spring snow. His lynx traps are chicken wire boxes the size of a big doghouse, with a bit of hare or beaver in the back, and a door on the front poised to slap shut. But on this day, there were no lynx to be found.
Seems like it's been in there. We cubby it up with some balsam, spruce, pine boughs, whatever we have, just to sort of make it look more natural. So this one looks clear.
Lynx were added to the list of threatened species 3 years ago. An environmental group sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, saying the agency's recovery plans overlooked lynx populations in the western Great Lakes, Maine, and the southern Rockies. Mike Leahy, counsel for Defenders of Wildlife, says it's clear there are lynx in the Great Lakes region.
Certainly in Minnesota, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources had for a long time vehemently denied that there could possibly be more than one or two lynx in the entire state. And they found, indeed, there's a resident population of lynx in Minnesota.
Lynx aren't entirely welcome. Some residents worry that rules protecting the threatened species might stop timber sales or close roads and recreation trails. They remember the Pacific Northwest, where logging was stopped for spotted owls. But that won't happen for lynx, according to Superior National Forest biologist Ed Lindquist.
It's certainly not a four-legged spotted owl. It really likes regenerating forest, dense regenerating forest that provides good snowshoe hare habitat.
And regenerating forest is what you get after harvesting timber. New aspen growth attracts hares. Lynx also need older growth nearby for shelter. Chris Burdett's study will help create a lynx recovery plan, but he says recovery, actually getting the cat off federal protection, isn't even on the horizon.
Nowhere near it. Very preliminary stages. We're just in the data collection stage right now, so we can put some kind of scientific thoughts into the process of managing this species.
There's little known about the elusive cat or its prey. Understanding snowshoe hares will help researchers understand the lynx.
Are they going to be here in 3 years? Are they going to be here in 5 years or whatever? That's a very open question.
Burdett will trap lynx until bears begin raiding the bait in his box traps. Then he'll radio track collared lynx and monitor hare feeding areas for signs of lynx. The lynx study is funded for 3 years, but it might take 10 to begin understanding this rare cat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Kelleher.